CQ.
Ruto.
This
Ruto.
Is Pippa.
Ruto.
Time for a munchy munchy munching on this tasty ham radio.
Good evening and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org or sdfarc.org. I will pause now to allow any emergency or priority traffic. I am AB9FJ, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne, and I'm located in East Central Illinois. My SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. I would like to thank Ray, VK6BQQ, no, not Reg, Reg, VK6BQQ, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion, and this week's question is, what amateur radio podcasts do you like? And by podcasts, I'm talking about audio, magazines or discussions. I'm talking about things like AR Newsline, ARRL News, there's a Rain Report, 100 Watts on a Wire, that sort of thing. So I will take several rounds of check-ins. I missed a point in my script here where I pause to allow any repeaters or conferences to unlink. So let me do that now before I continue. I don't know why I didn't see. Anyway, so I'm going to pause, Unki, and allow anyone who wants to disconnect from the conference if they don't want to stay for the net. And I don't know, maybe I'm beating a dead horse here, but to explain why we put that pause in there, if you have a repeater that is connected to Echolink and you start like a net or a news line, something like that, where the repeater is constantly transmitting, then that means the repeater cannot listen to commands to disconnect. So if you start getting into this long transmission, the repeater is just stuck and nobody can change anything. So we stop transmitting to allow a gap so that someone on that repeater can key in the disconnect code and get out. So anyway, probably more than you wanted to know. Where was I? I will take several rounds of check-ins. Now, because I'm using the PC application, I can see several call signs on my screen here, and I will run down the ones that I see here. One of them just left there. I see N, November Bravo Zero X-Ray and Kilo India 5 Charlie Alpha Mike and W0TTY-PEL. I think that's just a robot, though. So I see Matthew and Clayton. Anyone else who's listening and who would like to check in to tonight's net, please come now with your call sign.
To Kilo number 3, Hotel Juliet, Quebec. Good evening there, Wayne.
This is Zulu Lima 4, November Oscar Radio Mike. STF username is Mad Scotsman. The name here is Norm, same as the call sign.
Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, Robert in Sydney.
Okay, I've got about three call signs there. I think I doubled with Norm. Was there anybody between BK3HJQ John and ZL4NORM Norm? Did I step on somebody and lose them entirely? Okay, and I also have BK2DY Robert. Let's go down the list there and do our first round of checking in and commenting on tonight's topic, starting with Matthew, NB0X. Okay, I think Matthew might be away from the keyboard or from the radio. So let me move down to BK3HJQ, John.
Thanks there, Wayne, AB9FJ from BK3HJQ. What a lovely day it is today. It must be about probably only 12 or 14 degrees C. It's actually cold outside. I put my shorts and my t-shirt on this morning, and I've got to go put a jumper on. So the weather's gone from like being 36, 38 to freezing cold again. So I don't know what it's doing. Unless there's something to do with the ionosphere or global warming or who knows. Podcasts. Well, I don't know. I do squat. I do the WIA news, which I mean I download their MP3 file off the net and rebroadcast it every Sunday. We listen to Newsline. And that's about the only two I do, so WIA News and the Newsline, end of story. I don't know, I'm not much into downloading podcasts or social media or Facebook or any of that sort of stuff. Try to keep a low profile. Anyway, that's the story from this end. Thanks for running the net there, Wayne. AB9FJ from BK3HJQ.
Okay, John, thank you. That's good. I was a little curious that AR Newsline is really like a global thing there. That I know I hear a lot of reports on there from England, Europe, and from Australasia, you know, down under. It makes for some very interesting ham radio reporting. Next on my list is Norm, ZL4NORM. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, from a very sunny South Island of New Zealand. The one I watch generally is a YouTube one, which is Ham Radio Concepts, done by Eric. He's got quite a few. Keeps you up to date on new ham technologies, digital modes, and all the other wonderful things that come along, new radios and these hotspots and stuff like that. And it's very, very interesting videos he does. So I'm more of a video watcher rather than listening to a podcast. Anyway, we're sitting about 20 degrees Celsius here and a very fine afternoon here in the South Island, New Zealand. Anyway, I won't hold it up. I'll pass it back to Net Control. Serial 4NORM.
Okay, thank you, Norm. And I'm not sure I copied that correctly. It was ham radio contest, like sweepstakes, that kind of thing, or did I misunderstand?
Yeah, just my accent. Concept, like a ham radio concept. It's just my accent.
Okay, no problem. My accent probably sounds pretty strange to you guys. So, yeah, got it. Concepts, like ideas and techniques and so forth. All right, well, thank you, Norm. And then let me just say here, it's 45 Fahrenheit here. I think that's about 7 Celsius. So we're heading into winter here, and it's raining now. So rather cold rain, kind of nasty outside. but it's a good night to be indoors. Moving along, we have DK2DY. Robert.
Yes. Good morning. This is Robert, DK2DY, in Kelly Ridge, New South Wales, Metropolitan Sydney. Yeah, John says 24 down where he's at, and it's true, it's 24 Celsius up here in Sydney as well. It was cold last night, I had to have a blanket on, but it's warming up rapidly, getting up to about 32 today, I think. So definitely summerish weather for the last month of spring. Let's see, podcast. Well, of course, WIA. I do listen to Rain Report. Is this a podcast? Is Ham Nation a podcast? I don't know, but I also do listen to bits and pieces of Ham Nation. And I don't know whether they qualify as a podcast or not. But that's about it. I'm not a big podcast person. VK2DY, back to next.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Yeah, I was thinking about that as well. I'm kind of divided up into like tiny little topics so that we can have multiple nets to discuss different kinds. So I'm thinking that something like Ham Nation, I would lump that in with things like Amateur Logic. I'm trying to think if there are any other. I haven't checked it lately, but what's the Ham Radio Now? Was another video-oriented, internet-delivered ham radio program slash magazine slash periodical. And I was kind of looking to save those kinds of resources for their own little survey and to not just talk about the audio ones, the podcasts that are no videos, just sound. And if you go to QRZ.com, the front page on QRZ, the last time I looked at it, was almost dominated by announcements of the latest edition of various different podcasts and also video podcasts as well. So that would be a good place to go if you just want to find out what the heck I'm talking about. So I think I've run down. Oh, wait, no, I MB0X, Matthew, are you back with us? Okay, I don't see Matthew. I think we've lost him. Did I ask for KI5, KAM, Clayton? Would you like to check in tonight?
Yeah, this is KI5, CAM, from Sound Springs, Arkansas. And this is actually the first time I've ever checked into a net. So, yeah, I'm a new ham. I've only had my ticket for a couple weeks now. And, still figuring things out and learning a little bit. So it's been fun, though. But as far as the topic, on podcasts, I can't really say that I regularly listen to anything. I'm going to give that back to you, Net Control.
Okay, Clayton, congratulations on getting that license, and welcome to our little net here. We have this every week at the same time, 0 Zulu on Monday morning. Well, it's, 6 p.m. in Central Time Zone, United States. I'm curious, what part of Arkansas are you in? Because one of our pool of net controls is, I think he's up in the northwestern corner of Arkansas. I'm drawing a blank on this call sign right now. Are you up in that area of the state?
Yeah, I'm in the northwest corner of Arkansas, and I think the guy you're talking about is KD5RYO, Chris. And yeah, I've talked to him a little bit locally on local repeater and whatnot. But, back to you.
Okay, yes, that's exactly who I was thinking of. So I thought that maybe you guys had communicated, so that's good. He can answer any questions you have about us. So, I think I've caught up. Is there anyone else out there who would like to check in tonight? Okay, I think we've got everybody checked in. Are there any, like, rechecks or additional comments for the net tonight? Okay, I think Matthew may be back with us. NB0X, would you like to check in?
Hello, this is NB0X, Matthew.
I think we are having some technical difficulties tonight. Matthew, I heard you give your name, and then we lost contact with you. If you can hear me, maybe try again. Okay, well, I'm going to hang around a little while in case Matthew comes back, do we have any more traffic for tonight's net, or should I put a ribbon on it? Okay, I'm going to call that a wrap, and where's my script here? Okay, this concludes this week's SDS Amateur Radio Club net at 0017 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, please join our AfterNet in the SDF DMR talk group, number 31650, or join us in COM on the SDS. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, out. 73, everybody.
at the third route, the time will be 00 hours 20 minutes precisely.
CQ. This is Pippa. Time for munchy munchy munching on this tasty ham radio. Oh my god, I think I am having a third stroke.